This is KSUB, the student radio station of Seattle University, broadcasting at 89.1 FM and on the web at ksubseattle.org. This is the Culture and Language Bridge Show, and this morning we are bringing you language lessons. By the way, if you're interested in actually looking at these lessons, you can access them on the KSUB blog. And now let's get started with our next lesson. Good morning.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ron. This is my partner, Cherry. Today, we are going to teach everyone Mandarin lesson. The topic for today is how to invite a girl to a date. We will go over the dialogue, some basic grammars, and vocabularies.
Part A, dialogue.
Hello, Mary. How are you doing today?
你好，玛丽。今天过得怎么样？
I'm doing great today. 我今天过得很好。
Are you free tomorrow? Let's go to watch a movie.
明天你有没有时间？我们明天一起去看电影吧。
I'm sorry, I do not have time tomorrow. I'm going to shopping with my friends. 不好意思，明天我没有时间，我要去和朋友购物。
Well, how about the day after tomorrow?
那请问后天呢？
Sorry, I really want to go with you, but I have a lunch date with Wendy.对不起，我十分想跟你一起去，但我已经约好要和温蒂去吃饭。
When do you have time?
那请问你什么时候有时间呢？
I'm free at next Tuesday morning. 下星期二上午我有时间。
But I have to go to class at that time. How about in the afternoon?
但我要去上课，下午怎么样？
Sure, see you in the school's library at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 可以呀，那我们下午两点在图书馆见。
Okay, bye. 好的，再见。
Part B, vocabularies. Today.
今天。
Tomorrow.
明天。
Movie.
电影。
Shopping.
购物。
Friend.
朋友
class
课程
Mandarin
汉语
hiking
爬山
school
学校
morning
上午
afternoon
下午
eat
吃饭
Tuesday
星期二
time
时间
Homework.
功课
Math.
数学
Cafeteria.
食堂
Part C. Basic grammar structure. The sentence structure of Chinese is very similar to English. In normal declarative sentences, they both follow the pattern below.
Subject plus verb plus object. For example,I'm going to shopping with my friends.
我要去和朋友购物。
我 is subject. 去购物 is verb. Plus 和朋友 is object.
There is no past tense, future tense, singular form, and plural form in Chinese. As the example above, the verb shopping is always staying the same.Adverbs and particles are used in Chinese to denote what English does with different verb tenses. Adverbs such as tomorrow or right now.
The pattern is subject plus adverbs plus verb plus object. For example, I do not have time tomorrow.
我明天没有时间。
我 is subject.没有 is verb, 时间 is object.
Here are 5 basic Chinese grammar points that everyone interested in the language should know. If you have recently started learning Chinese, it's a good idea to make sure you're familiar with these points. Talk about locations with 在. To talk about things being in places, use the word 在. This is actually a verb. So you don't need to use any other words to talk about something being somewhere.
The structure is something plus 在 plus place. For example, I'm here. 我在这里。我 is something plus 在 plus 这里 place. 你 you are here. You're 你在那里。你 is something plus 在 plus 那里 there.Notice how English uses verb to be, where Chinese uses 在. English also uses prepositions to be in, whereas Chinese often just use 在.
Talk about having things with 有. You can talk about having things with the word 有 to have. Remember that you don't need to change verbs in Chinese. So 有 is always 有.No matter whom you are talking about.
The structure is simply subject plus 有 plus object. Let's have a look at some example sentence. I have a younger sister. 我有一个妹妹。我 is subject plus 有。一个妹妹 is object. I have a book. 我有一本书。我 is subject plus 有 plus一本书 object. Hopefully you won't ever have to use the last example sentence there.
Talk about wanting things with 要. You can talk about directly wanting something with the word 要. This word is also used to talk about the future, as in I'm going to do something. 要 can be used with nouns or verbs.
The pattern is subject plus 要.Plus noun, or subject plus 要 plus action. Have a look at some examples. I want a sandwich. 我要一个三明治。我 is subject plus 要，一个三明治 is noun. I'm going to eat a sandwich. 我要吃三明治。我 is subject plus 要。Plus noun 三明治。Be careful when you use 要 to mean to what, as it could be quite abrupt, just as in English.
你给有 with 没 To talk about not having something, you negate the word 有 with 没 Remember this important point. If you negate 有, always use 没 The two words go together.
For examples, I don't have a car. 我没有车。They do not have money. 他们没有钱。That's how you negate 有, but there's a different word for everything else.
Link nouns with 和. The most common way to express 안 in Chinese is probably 和. Remember that 和can only be used to link nouns. You can link verbs together with 和. 和 is used to link nouns in the same way and is used to in English.
For examples, my brother and I are going to Beijing. 我和我哥哥要去北京。I like rice and noodles. 我喜欢米饭和面条。Link nouns with 和 but not verbs.Link verbs in Chinese is a bit more complicated, so we won't look at here.
Ask yes or no questions with 吗? Finally, use 吗 to ask yes or no questions in Chinese. These questions are also known as polar questions. You can turn any statement into a yes or no question simply by putting 吗 at the end.
For examples, do you like him?你喜欢他吗? Is this yours? 这是你的吗?
Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to email us.
Thank you very much. This is KSUB. We've just had a Mandarin lesson, and we'll be right back with our next lesson. Stay tuned.